Blog Talk Radio.
Love Talk Radio.
hear it again. Gonna hear it again.
Nothing can take my praise. Nothing can hold me now. I'll lift my voice.
Hey, cuz I heard God said to me, that he's shaking him. He gonna shake him until he gonna think he's losing his mind. He gonna shake him until the power of God is gonna come on him. He's gonna shake. Somebody get shot. Until the hand of the moon. Until the eye came. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. Big cyst, and it's near the ovary. You've been having complications in your female organs. Your cycle never comes on time. And lately it's been jumping. Another thing about a major prophet, everything is naked. No embarrassment. God sees you, and so do I. It's called love. And I see your body is causing you at night. It's almost like you're breaking out in a sweat, but your heart is beating fast. All of a sudden you get nervous and you start sweating and you've been having anxiety attacks.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't even want sex.
Lord Jesus.
Now, I want you to know, woman, that if you run up here now, before you even get to me, that thing will disappear.
All right.
I decree it and I prophesy, and so shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall accomplish that which I sent it to do. This is miracle. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means God can go in your past and heal you and bring you into your future. Now, in the present, watch what God does. He's going to, when I count to three, my wife's going to hit you three times. And then after she taps you three times, you're going to receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit that you have not had in a long time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the people that are standing by. Increase their faith in you. You are not dead. You are alive. 1, 2, 3. Go, baby. 1, 2, 3. Now receive. These tongues will come forth. Rivers of living water, I command you to come. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive it. It's a free gift. Now open your mouth and talk in your heavenly
language.
Nobody has to teach you.
I need somebody.
I thank you for a new heart.
Thank you for a new heart.
Now take off those glasses. God, right now, to you be glorified.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at me. Am I been acting up? Am I right?
Thank you,
Jesus. Look at me. How many fingers do you see? Cover that eye just good. How many fingers?
One.
How many fingers?
Two.
How many fingers?
Three.
How many fingers?
One.
Shout somebody.
Hallelujah!
Oh, y'all missed. Well, I do thank God for you, and you. You are listening to Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, prophet, and seer. And to God be the glory. Father God, I give you praise for what you are going to do tonight. Your people are seeking you. Many of them are hurting. And God, many of them are wondering, are you listening? But we know that you hear our prayers. Furthermore, Jesus, our great intercessor, he has already prayed for us. And we know that when we pray, God hears us. Your prophet Daniel prayed and even fasted. And when the angel came, the heavenly messenger, it was told to Daniel, from the first day, God heard you. And the angel said, I was coming with the answer, but I got myself into spiritual warfare with the spirits of Persia. God had to send Michael, the great captain of the Lord's army, to assist me. And now I am coming to reveal your dream. Do you not know that when you open your mouth and you open your heart, even with your mind, even without saying words from your mouth, God hears your prayers. What do you do in the meantime? I'm thanking God for the segment that you've heard from the Chicago outpouring. And we saw the miraculous power of God giving him all the praise. My Queen Katrina and I was even awakened 4 a.m. this morning. And we began to seek the face of God, and the Holy Spirit began to deal with our spirits, and we were led into intercessory prayer for the nations. God is doing and has already performed that which you have asked him. We must understand that there is spiritual warfare. There's war going on, my dear believers. My covenant partners, pray, seek the face of God. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And I promise you that God will not fail you. He will not fail you. Only continue to seek him. When it seems like nothing is happening, seek him. I promise you. When the answer comes, you don't want to feel like you doubted God all the way. You want to praise him because the answer is already here. Yes. Yes. The answer has already been given. I'm going to the phone shortly, but I want you to know
that God is moving. He's always moving. He's always speaking. He's always working miracles. Do you believe it? You have to live in that realm. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to the natural mind, and they are spiritually discerned. I want you to know that when we press into Christ and we press into the promises, it's done. That home, that job, that unsaved loved one, it's done. Don't ever back off. It's done. Some of you, right now, your miracle is about 12:01 tomorrow. Some of you right now, your miracle is 3 days away, but it's done now. Oh, yes, it is right now. I want to say this. When me and my Queen Katrina was awakened by the Holy Spirit, God began to come on us supernaturally to pray for the people of God. And I want you to know that God sees all. He's moving by his Spirit all the time. You know what I do when it seems like God is far away? I begin to call his name. I begin to acknowledge the word of the Lord that says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I begin to read the word of God where the disciples was looking for an outward manifestation of the kingdom of God. And Jesus said to them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, but the kingdom of God is in you. Just as the apostle said, in earthen vessels we have this treasure in us, that the excellency may be of the power of God and not of us. It is in us. And I begin to read where Job, during all of his trials, he said these words, is not my help within me? I begin to read when Jesus said to his disciples, I have yet many things, in St. John 16, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. I begin to read, God has not given us the spirit of fear. No, he never gave you fear. He never gave us fear, but he gave us love. Yes, power in a sound mind. You know, faith works by love. God is love, and we are what God is. You must believe that. He that comes to God must believe that he is, exist. But the devils do that. So let's go further than demons. This will elevate your prayer life. We must believe that not only he is, but that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Out of all the things that could have been described by God and about God, we have a fascinating truth that we must come to God and believe that he is, and we must believe. Listen, we must believe that he is a God that rewards those that seek him. You know, people put their money in investments every day, in businesses, in stocks, in new businesses, in hope of prospering. God is saying, there's no business bigger than me. I am the greatest of all time, of all the universe. I made it all. If you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. And you must come to me and believe that I am, that I am. And you must believe that I am a rewarder of them that constantly, diligently, fervently, without ceasing, seek me. I will reward you when you seek me. So we are made to be seekers. You don't have to worry about receiving blessings. We are seekers. What are seekers? Worshippers. God is looking for those in St. John 4 that would worship him in spirit and in truth. Here's a man, King David. I was reading here in 1 Samuel 22. Verse 1 says, after this I'm going to the phones. Listen to this. I must put this word in you. Verse 1, 1 Samuel 22, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. Verse 2 of 1 Samuel 22, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men in one day. Verse 3, and David went thence to Mizpah of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. He said, something is happening in my life. I don't quite understand it. I'm on the run from this king that desires my life. Let my father and my mother stay with you, king, and until I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. Hold. Does it seem like you're being held up? Does it seem like things are not moving for you? Mm-hmm. I want you to know that you're in a good place. How can you tell me I'm in a good place when it seems like things are held up? My money is held up. My bills are due. How can you tell me I'm in a good place? Now watch this. And the prophet Gad said unto David, abide not in the hole, David. You don't have to stay here in this cave. He said, depart and get thee into the land of Judah. And then David departed, and he came into the forest of Harith. The prophet Gad said, you don't have to stay in this place of hold. You don't have to stay in this cave. Go into praise. Go to the land of Judah. And when Saul heard that David was discovered, Saul heard about this. Wait a minute. Where's David? They discovered that David was in the open. And the men that were with him, and now you understand now King Saul abode in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. And then King Saul said unto his servants that stood about him, hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? Watch this. That all of you have conspired against me, and there's none that sheweth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse, and there's none of you that is sorry for me, or sheweth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day? In other words, Saul went off. All of you people around me, you are against me. You all didn't even tell me that my son Jonathan has conspired against me with David. Have all of you came around me and none of you feel sorry for me? You see, when God is not happy with you, a lot of leaders have displeased God. And when that leader realized that God had rejected him, He wanted somebody to pat him on the back. Too many pastors want you to keep calling them pastor, as though they don't understand who they are. They need you to constantly, remind them, if you will, validate them. I tell leaders all the time, I don't need anybody to call me prophet. My name is Roderick. I don't need anybody to validate me because I'm not insecure in my relationship with God. That old type of mentality is gone. God can't use it. Verse 9, watch this. Then answered Doeg, the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. Now watch verse 10. And he inquired of the Lord for him and gave him victuals and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. Then the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests that were in Nob. And they came all of them to the king. Now watch this. And Saul said, Hear now, thou son of Ahitub. And he answered, Here I am, my lord. And Saul said unto him, Why have you conspired against me, thou the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait as at this day? Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, And who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law? Watch this. And goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in thine house. It's amazing to me that in the Saul church, the flesh church, that people are envious of the faithful. People are envious of those that honor them. It's amazing to me that David was good to Saul, King Saul. He was good to him and all his house. Faithful. He goes at his word. He comes at his word. And King David was honorable in the house of King Saul. And yet, this Saul mentality wanted to slay the anointing. And I want you to know that God has had enough. Repent, O leaders, you that need validation to your ministry. Repent for fighting those that are anointed, that threaten you. Repent! You know, I'm not threatened by anyone. You know why? Number one, I'm not God. Number one, it's God that anoints people. Number one, listen, the most important thing in ministry is that you know who you are. And you understand your function in ministry. You don't need to be jealous or envious. I tell people, have your own oil in your lamps. You see, the foolish virgins in Matthew 25, they wanted to borrow the wise virgin's anointing. You cannot last off of a borrowed anointing. Look what happened. Verse 18, and the king said to Doeg, Turn now and fall upon the priests. And this man, the Edomite, turned, and he fell upon the priests. And he slew them that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. They had the ephod on, and they were slain. And now, the city of the priests smote he with the edge of the sword, and both men and women, children and suckling, and oxen and asses and sheep with the edge of the sword. Listen to this. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar, he revealed to David that Saul had slain the Lord's priest. And then David sent unto Abiathar, say, I knew it that day when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life. But with me, watch this, thou shalt be in safeguard. In other words, David said, as long as you with me, nothing is going to happen. Do you want that type of anointing? That as long as people are with you, they are safe. Although he was in a cave, the anointing was so strong upon David. David did not lift his hand to hurt Saul. Understand this. David did not lift his hand. When God has you in a holding pattern, get to Judah. Start praising God. Don't let your mind wander on where you are. When it seems like everything around you is at a standstill, get to Judah and praise God. Because God has you in a holding pattern because he has something great for you. You better listen. God is raising you up in that holding pattern. Psalms 42 and 5 says, why art thou cast down? In other words, depressed. O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. That's our job, to hope in God. Don't hope in yourself. Don't hope in your job. Don't hope in your ministry. Hope in God. Expect to obtain the promises in your holding place. It says, for I shall yet praise him for the help. Yeshua, being saved. Something is being saved in you. Deliverance. Heavenly aid, victory, prosperity, deliverance, health, help, salvation. The countenance of God, the favor, the face of God is with you in a holding place. Look at the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. King thought he saw three, but there were four. Look at Daniel in the lion's den. God showed up. Look at Joseph in the pit. God showed up. Look at Paul and Silas locked up in jail. God showed up while you in the holding place. You can believe this. You and God are there. These 400 men that turned to David, they became warriors and mighty men. When we get near the anointing, it will change us. That's why God has sent you all to this broadcast. Not to me, but it's the anointing. Whenever you're in a holding place, God will always send you a deliverer. The men of David had to remove from the place of distress, place of freedom. When you are distressed, it's like someone who is oppressed by an enemy. These wounded men came to David at Adullam's cave, and he took them in. They had a choice to make. Listen closely. They could keep on running from the enemy who was pursuing them, or they could take their stand in the cave of Adullam with David and 400 men just like themselves. Are you discontented? You have to find rest. Don't rest upon wolves and people who shout and then gossip. God showed me many ministries have blood on their hands because, unlike David, they slayed the Lord's anointed. They slay them by gossip and gainsaying. And then they go out and build their own ministries and they don't expect God to bring judgment. People came to David who were not satisfied with the status quo of the kingdom, not satisfied with serving under a king who was not hearing from God and was leading the nation in disobedience to the direction of the Lord through Samuel. They came to David to find a future. They came to David to find hope that calls a cause that's worth fighting for. God is bringing together a people of destiny. God gave them that. You know, it wasn't all fun with David. It was not all funs and games. I tell people now, you come to me, don't expect it to be fun all the time. Sometimes it will be difficult. Even apart from this very real attack from King Saul as he pursued David, living day to day with King David, they were surrounded. He was surrounded by all of these men. They were distressed. They were in debt, discontented. It took time for them to become an army. God is making an army in these days. You know, some people move from church to church because of discontentment. There may be a time that God calls you out of a place, and he does, to another place for good reasons. But if it's just a case of moving around to find the perfect church, guess what? Your search will never end. Are you in a church that's actually Adullam's cave, full of people who have come there because of their spiritual and natural distress, in debt and discontent? God, let's praise God. Right after this, the favorite part of this broadcast, I'm going to the people of God. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Remember, you are a gift of God. Praise God.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive.
Everybody just clap your hands if you agree that he's worthy to be here.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you for who you are, mighty God, powerful God. You see all and you hear all and you know your people. These are your people. I am yours also. Touch me that I may know you. Touch them that they may know you. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, sweet heavenly dove, rest upon this broadcast right now. Comfort these, your people. Let me never say the words, my members, my people, as I have done all of these years. These are yours. I have no holds in my hands. I can't claim them. I can't be Lord over your heritage. It's through your death, burial, and resurrection. You, like Hosea, you brought us back with your blood. Touch them now. In Jesus' name. Amen. I have an 862 area code. I'm going to you now.
Hi.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. That was a powerful word you gave.
To God be the glory. I'm just caught up in it. I want to please God. How are you?
I feel that I'm blessed because I'm alive. No matter what I'm going through at this present time, I'm still blessed because I'm alive to go through it. Because people in hell, they don't have opportunity no more. As long as you're living and breathing, you got opportunity.
Wow. What is your name?
I'm Rosalind.
Rosalind?
Yes.
I'm so honored. In your voice, I hear God. It's not the tone. It's the presence of the Lord is upon you.
Amen.
You know what? I don't know if you can remember this far back, and you might. A little girl at 4 years of age, I'm seeing before my face.
Mm-hmm.
And the anointing is so strong on your life that even as a little girl, people marveled at you. You were ordained in your mother's womb to be a prophet. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're right about that part. I don't remember at age four, but I do remember my dad told me, my real dad, not my stepdad, my real dad told me when I was like a baby, like 1, 2 years old, 3 years old, he said that people were just so attracted to me. He said I would just jump out of his arms to be friendly with everybody. I remember he said that.
Wow, and that's 1, 2, and God has let me see 4. Can you imagine it, 4? You know, the number 4 means complete. It's almost like by 4, God has completed in your heart and established your consciousness to your destiny. You're coming into a great destiny, and I see a sea of people around you.
Wow.
And I even see foreign places around you. I want you to prepare yourself because I see a visitation of angels that's coming to you.
Really?
Yes, I do. I'm one that does not play with what God has given me. I can see a visitation of angels. And they're coming to you, and you're going to discover who you are. Do you remember The Lion King?
Yeah, you know, I never went to see that, but my kids did when they were little, but I never went to, you know, I never saw it.
Well, there was a time when Mufasa's son, I believe it was Simba, and there was a little monkey that sort of tapped him on the head and took him to reveal who he was. And the time came when all of the animals began to bow. And he came to the point where he remembered who he was. I see that for you.
Well, is it anytime soon?
It is so soon until I will prepare for it as you study and pray and meditate on the Word of God. And quiet yourself in one place. Make a date with God. You already pray, but begin to be more intense with it, if you will.
Okay.
I want you to do this. Get some nice worship music that exalts God, and get in one place every day. God is going to meet you. And I see the number 12. And you begin to do this and obey the word of the Lord. And then you're going to find out that you're going to receive visitations, receive, and God's going to give you instructions. So prepare yourself, because it's coming.
Okay, I will do just that. I will do just that. I mean, I listen to worship music. I listen to, like, the soaking kind. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Grace Williams. Have you ever heard of her?
Yes, awesome.
Yeah, I was listening to her today on my computer, like, for about an hour. I was kind of, like, crying because for, like, 3.5 years I've been going through, a demonic warfare, you know. And I know the Lord is with me. He's bringing me out of it. But it's getting really intense. And I was told by a lot of people in the ministry, when things get really, really intense, that means that the Lord is about to do something big, and the devil knows it, so he like amps it up, like a pot cooking. And so, yeah. I had a fiance that I've been engaged to since the beginning of this year. We broke up like 5 times, and we just got back together like barely a week ago. And then he just emails me and tells me he doesn't love me anymore and he don't want to get married. But we were just like happy the day before. So I'm like, Lord, I'm just done with this man. I am through. I cannot deal with this. It just shows so much weakness in him. And I said, I know you don't want me to be with a man. He's a pastor, too. I'm like, I know you don't want me to be with a man that's weak like this. I said, what is wrong with him? He can't make up his mind. He's too wishy-washy. I can't deal with that. So I said, I'm done with it. So I just emailed him back, and I was like, okay, if that's what you want, fine with me.
Well, it had to come to the place where he realized he's not doing you a favor, that he that finds a wife findeth the favor of God, finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. My Queen Katrina brings favor in my life. I'm not the favor to her. She's the favor to me. Glory to God.
Amen.
And so he must understand that. And I see some witchcraft in his ears. There's a lot of jealousy and gainsaying. It's coming from the mother's side.
His mom's jealous of me? No.
It's coming from that side.
Okay.
No, listen closely. It's coming from that side, and he is being tossed to and fro by... People feel like they're losing someone, when actually they're gaining. So give it time. Don't give up just yet, because he's coming back. And see, God
he's
is taking him through.
Again.
Watch this. Watch
boy.
This. Listen to me. Listen to me. He's being broken.
Okay.
See, God doesn't want a weak man, but see, a weak man is an unbroken man.
Yeah, that's true.
So when God breaks him, then the true man comes forth.
Okay.
So you're doing the right thing. In other words, I don't need you, buddy. I tell my daughters the same thing. Praise God. You are amazing, and I'm going to share this with my queen. And I'm. What led you to Prophecy Alive?
Well, I guess because, like, normally I'm not the type of person that seeks out a prophet. Like, I know Randy Chandler's on the Blog Talk, and I know Glenda Lomax and on prophecy.com. And Glenda Lomax and me, we're actually friends. We haven't talked in a couple of months, but we actually are friends. And Randy Chandler and I have become friends as well because I have a show on Blog Talk, too. And I have, like, the prophetic gift, but my show's not like yours. I teach a lot. I mean, like, at the end of the show, if I have some time and there's someone on the line and they want prayer, I'll pray for them, and if God gives me a word, I'll give it to them. But I have a prayer line, too, that people call. Not a lot, but maybe on the average 5 to 10 every Monday. Then I have, like, a blog they can come on and leave prayer requests. But so that's how I met Randy and Glenda, and we became friends. But I had spoken to Randy yesterday, and I don't know, the Lord just told me, I don't listen to shows on Blog Talk, I guess because I have one. So the Lord told me just, I don't know, he just led me there. And then I saw you, and I said, he looks real sharp. So then I clicked your Facebook, and I saw you with your wife, and I said, wow, they look really good together. They look sharp on point. So, you know, I don't know. I just got this like the Holy Spirit just was like, listen to him. So then I made a mistake, and I think I called the wrong number because it's just wrong. So I hung up. I said, that's not Blog Talk. So then I called the right number, and then it came to your Blog Talk, and then I was listening to the music and stuff you was playing, then I was listening to you preaching, and I said, yeah, I know why the Holy Spirit led me to him. He's on point. He's on fire. I heard that little bit of preaching. I heard he was on fire.
I want to say to you, I give God the glory for you, because you're saying some powerful things, ladies and gentlemen around the world, and to the School of Prophets, they intercede while we're on the air. And I want you to know, you said something that I teach. You don't have to chase prophecy. It will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I want you to know that my queen and I, she works a different shift than I do. On weekends, sometimes we come on together. We're usually traveling. And we're in Kokomo, Indiana, getting ready to launch a powerful ministry. I need your prayers. And
okay,
I want you...
Great.
Please do. I want to say this. Tell me the name of your ministry and let our audience know so that the people will be blessed by your ministry. Go ahead and give that information, would you?
Oh, sure. The name of my Blog Talk, the URL is www.blogtalkradio.com/prophetic voice of Yahweh. And then my blog is get-to-heaven.blogspot.com/. And my YouTube channel is Rosalind Solomon. I had an old channel, but I deleted all the videos because God changed my last name legally, so I just wanted to start fresh. So I only have, like, 2 videos on there now that I just did recently that he gave me a word for the church and for the USA, and some of the stuff he was saying about the church, that's what he said to me, too. He said the church is filthy. He said that when he looks down at the church, he sees feces, like, you know, because feces come from the demonic evil, and it stenches in his nose in heaven, but he sees his jewels, which is us, his brides and grooms, and that's what keeps him from, like, because all God got to do, you know, his hand is so big, all he got to do is just touch the world, and we flying everywhere, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
amen.
You know, he's holding back, but a lot of things is about to happen, like, you know, all the earthquakes and tornadoes and stuff we've been having, even the bad winter. He shows me all these things and visions and, like, what's happening with Israel. He told me Syria wasn't going to be no more, and just the other day they announced it's not no more. Damascus is next. Israel's about to go on war. China's going to strike. I don't know where. He told me that like 3 weeks ago. He said America can't trust Russia because they're going to attack us. Eventually, D.C.'s going to get attacked. The towers in Chicago. Chicago's going to get attacked military style. I mean, we're going to start seeing cracks in the earth, and man is not going to be able to explain it, and God's going to fill it up with water, and it's going to make the fault weak. And California had one earthquake, he told me. They're going to have another one, like a 7.5, which they cannot handle. And if it happens, it's going to happen on the fault by Los Angeles, and Los Angeles may be under the water one day. Then the next one is supposed to be like a 9 point or better. And then, of course, I'm sure you know this, the Eastern Seaboard is going to have a tsunami one day. It's going to wipe out New York, most of New Jersey. And God told me to start telling people to pray for their ark. Ask him where their ark is for safety. His children, the ones that are truly his and the ones that are becoming his. So, I mean, but if you go to my blog, I have, like, some stuff written down that he gave me too. So I don't want to take
awesome.
Up all your time.
What is your name?
It's Rosalind Solomon.
Rosalind?
I also wrote a book called Notes on How to Get to Heaven too in April. That's on my blog as well. You could order it from me if you like.
Awesome. And where are you calling from?
I live in Montclair, New Jersey.
Awesome. Listen, through it all, there's a lot of, in our School of Prophets we teach, but through all of the things, remember Jonah who went to Tarsus instead of Nineveh.
Yeah.
And he got upset because God didn't destroy the people because they repented. And I'd like to tell people out of all the prophecies, if we would repent, God always promised he would heal the land because God is not so angry that he has to destroy. And
he tells me to tell people that, to repent.
Yeah, yes, he will,
like,
after all of the things.
He gave me a word for Christmas, because it's I did a show on it too last year, because he said that he does not honor Christmas, that it's Nimrod's holiday, the hunter Baal that built that big tower and God
correct.
Tore it down in pieces. So he says it's his birthday, and people barely celebrate his Sukkot, which is in September for him. And he had, and I put it on my blog, it's a small prophecy. And he said anyone that celebrates that Christmas holiday or most of these holidays are a curse, and to refer them to Deuteronomy 28. So that's what I did. And I stopped celebrating Christmas like 4 years ago when he first came to me. And then he wants people to start celebrating the Sabbath because that's Fridays from 6, Saturday to 6. And that's the fourth commandment. And it's not just for the Jewish people. It's for all of us because Jesus is the Sabbath. And he says Sabbath was for man. And like these feast holidays, we have to learn them, because if you don't, you won't get into heaven, because when we get to heaven, we're going to be doing these feast holidays. And Yahweh says, if you can't do them on earth, what makes you think you're going to do them in heaven?
Oh,
so
man.
I gave the word, you know?
I celebrate what you're saying. I totally agree. We have not celebrated many things for years. So that God has given out revelations, and we must remember God has been speaking from old to now. And I agree 100%. You are fascinating. Thank God for you.
I give God the glory for that because it's not me. It's
I
him.
Know.
I can't do anything. You know, it's him. I can't even go to the bathroom without him.
You know, I know. We on one page. We on one page. And I thank God for you, Rosalind. And,
thank you.
And thank God for you that are listening to this anointed young woman. And we celebrate your ministry. I celebrate your anointing, and I esteem you higher than myself. My queen, Katrina, is going to be excited when I share this with her.
I'm going to start listening to your show. I'm going to click the follow button. So when you have them, I'll get it in the email.
You are, I know I will hear from you again, and I think that was you that called. Save that number, 317-832-0131. That is our...
Oh, okay, that was your number.
Put my name in that, and that's
okay.
When off the air, if you have any questions or so forth, feel free to call that my other line. People from around the world have that number, and I don't mind because I love people. Jesus said,
okay.
If you love me, feed my sheep. You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I give God the glory for you, too. I'll just keep listening if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. This is the Lord's doing. You know, we have the same heart. And I bless you. Well, Rosalind, we're going to talk soon. God
bless. God bless.
Wow. Such a blessing.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive.
Everybody just clap your hands if you agree that he's worthy of the year.
I enjoyed that so much. We need each other. I have a 952 area code. I'm going to it now. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
God bless you, Prophet. This is Julia.
Julia, wonderful. My covenant sister, how are you today?
My spirit is low. My body feels weak. I'm not sick though, but
right.
I feel like I haven't eaten in a long time, like the spiritual food.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel not confused, but I don't know what emotion to put into that.
Father God, I give you praise for my sister. I thank you that even now, you are lifting up her head. Lift up your head, O ye people. The King of Glory comes in you now, my sister. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. What you're feeling is a result of the angelic host warring and fighting on the behalf of your prayers and your praise and your worship. You're like Daniel. Your answer is coming fast. I'm going to tell you something I see. The spiritual warfare on your behalf is so heated, but I see the answer. It's like it's broke through the line of satanic defense. And it's rushing from heaven to you. Even your next call would be so different than all of your calls. And as my eyes are closed, I can see horses and I can hear the clashes of swords. And it's a great battle because your prayers are mighty. Your prayers are worldwide. So I am to encourage you tonight. You're in your cave of Adullam. God is saying, praise me in that holding place, that holding place. You are to be more excited now than ever, for your breakthrough is nigh. I don't just waste words. I saw the battle. God, let me see a glimpse of it just now.
Thank you.
Ooh, Jesus. If you can see a glimpse of the warfare that your prayers have caused, you see, when we pray, it's like a charge in the atmosphere. And it's a signal to angelic host. And they are fighting. You see, the enemy is not interested in our prayers being answered. This is why prayer is so important. Intercession. So I thank my God that he lifts up your head now. And you are to look up, for your redemption draw nigh. Your hope, your reward. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen my sister. Strengthen her spirit, her mind, her body, her soul. And give her that peace that she will never understand. In her weakness, you are made strong. I praise you. I praise you for her. I praise you for Julia. Thank you, Jesus, for her now, and give her strength. Manifest the glory on her life. I just saw a spirit that is afraid of this prayer. Satan, wherever you are lurking, the blood of Jesus, it smokes you out. Ah, Koshama. Thank you, Father, for the deliverance and the healing of her family. Satan, you have no authority. You're trespassing. Get off the land. You've been evicted by the Lordship of Jesus. Get off the land. You will not oppress. You will not oppress. Get off the land. Get off the territory. You are evicted. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. You are evicted. She's a child of God. And the Holy Spirit, hover over her, even in her sleep. Breathe over her. Comfort. Hallelujah. 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 Mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mighty God. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Hey, you are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty, God. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us rejoice. For this is the day that God has made. Hallelujah, mighty God. Bless my sister. Hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mighty God.
You are my friend.
Ooh.
I want
worship you.
Yeah.
I worship you.
Yeah.
Who you are. You are great. You are God.
Yeah.
You are everlasting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being the God of me. I will never love you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you for her spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for her worship. You that are listening to this, I see someone weeping. God is bringing much healing. Much healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. These are your people. We are one. My sister, we are one. I weep with you. We are one.
Thank you.
I bring you good news. Your joy is here. And it's morning time.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's morning time.
Thank you, Lord.
I see an angel directing a song for you.
Yes.
There's a song you used to sing when you were younger. It has like an African flair to it. There's a song of the power of God. God says, sing to him more.
I got to think about the ones. I remember singing the song a lot, but I cannot remember the words.
The Holy Spirit's going to bring it back. It's okay. But he's going to remind you. He's going to remind you of some songs. And you are to write them down. How is Lucy?
Lucy is doing great. She has been praying a lot and trusting God for change, not only in the natural, but even in the spirit. And the last time I talked to her, she was, you know the way you can get mad at the devil?
Yeah.
She was the way she was talking, I think I was imagining her walking up and down, pacing up and down, and just throwing those blows to the devil. Like, she was so mad about the devil, and she was telling me, you know what, my God is fighting for me. My God is going to fight for me. I am not going to be afraid, because I know that he will fight for me. So that's what is going on with her. And I thank God for where she has come from, because it has really been the hand of God holding her and showing her the way, lighting the way up for her, that she has been able to stand, even withstand the schemes of the devil. Sometimes, you know, even when we are very saved, sometimes we fall down and we get to the ground, and the only important thing is to rise up and wipe ourselves off and keep going, keep moving,
and God has been very faithful to her. She's a prayer warrior, and she prays a lot. I told her to be praying for this ministry, and I know she does.
I can feel those prayers to meeting all of you. I feel a freshness for you now. I was pausing
yes.
it. Do you sense
yes,
that?
Yes, I feel. Yes, I do. I feel something new has just happened. Something,
Ooh,
a change has just taken place in my heart, in my spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
It's like a fresh flower, a smelling kind of something good, something very fresh has happened in my spirit.
To God be the glory.
For it.
Yes, our spirit, because I was strengthened by you. Look at God.
Amen. Yes.
To
right
God,
here, right now. Amen.
Yes. Be the glory.
Amen.
You called one way, but it was a blessing to me also. Look at Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
My covenant sister, as always, we will continue to be one. I will share this with my queen. And she told me to tell you next time I talk to you, she loves your spirit, and she knows that God has heard our prayers.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Say hi to her. I love you both.
We're going to hug a long time.
One time, yes. It's coming.
I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye now.
Bye now. Oh, such a blessing. Such a blessing. Ooh, I'm going to another call right after this. Praise God.
Your righteous mind. Yeah. The mind that Christ Jesus used enabled him to do supernatural things in a natural world. Scripture.
If you can be risen. Risen
is
might in life. Hope. Let your passion to fashion.
On kingdom things.
For the things of the kingdom.
Right here, y'all.
If he be risen.
That's right.
Risen is might in life.
If you focus.
Let your passion to fashion.
On things of the kingdom.
For the things
come on,
of
tell
the
them.
Kingdom.
Think on these things.
Whatsoever things are true.
Truth.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Honest.
Your righteous mind.
See, a righteous mind is a fake mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a miracle mind.
Your righteous mind.
Jesus came and he did it.
Your righteous mind.
Time for you to get with it.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time? Like this. Put your hands together. We just came to teach you. Put a little bit more word in you. Right here. First.
If you can be risen, risen.
Risen
is life in life.
I say focus.
Set your affections to fashion.
On your kingdom assignment.
For the things of the kingdom.
Yeah.
If he be risen.
I like that. Tell them the truth.
Whatsoever
I like it.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Get your word.
Whatsoever things are just.
Just.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatever's pure.
Whatsoever love.
Lovely.
Whatsoever
yes.
renewing.
Keep it positive.
Your mind.
What mind?
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time?
Your righteous mind.
To reconnect with your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
I say Jesus. did it.
Your righteous mind.
Time for you to get with it.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a faith mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a healing mind.
Your righteous mind.
A righteous mind is a delivered mind.
Your righteous mind.
Come on, say, let this.
Let this.
That's it. Christ. Operate the way Jesus did. Right now, being you. Come on, let's tell them how to do it. First, this is what you got to do.
Guard your hearing.
You got to guard your hearing.
Guard your speech.
Listen, everybody, you got to guard your seeing.
Guard your speaking.
You got to guard what you say.
Guard your heart.
See, this protects your heart.
Guard your hearing.
I say, guard your hearing.
Guard your speaking.
Guard your seeing.
Guard your speaking.
Guard your
speaking.
Then guard your heart.
Guard your hearing.
Be careful what you're listening to.
Guard your speaking.
Be careful what you're looking at.
Guard your speaking.
Be careful what you say.
Guard your heart.
And this will protect your heart.
Guard your hearing.
See, what you're listening to will affect you.
Guard your speaking.
What you're looking at will affect you.
Guard your speaking.
What you speak will affect your future.
Guard your heart.
And then it will affect your heart and
your
righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
This is a higher level of thinking.
Your righteous mind.
Don't you think it's time
your righteous mind.
For you to elevate your mind.
Your righteous mind.
Jesus came and he did it.
Your righteous mind.
Time for you to get with it.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Your righteous mind.
Come on.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy alive.
Your righteous mind. You know, God has given us a righteous mind. You know, earlier I was sharing on King David. And in this cave of Adullam, this is a stronghold in the Old Testament. This cave was near the town of Adullam. And David, who had already been anointed to succeed King Saul, he sought refuge in this cave. And the word cave is usually used as fortress. Now, we call it a cave, but it was actually a fortress. And David wrote a lot about the fortress and how God would hide us and bring us to safety. And I want you to know that David, although he was in a place that was familiar to bandits, and it was a place where people hid, it was fortified as a cave. And during this period in time in David's life, David passed up many opportunities to kill Saul, who in turn was attempting to kill him. And this is the attitude of those who have been called and anointed. When David was chosen by God, and he refused to fight unfairly. He was a fair fighter. By killing the billicos of Saul in his sleep, David honored God. And he kept his ethical standards high. He soon became King David and his mighty men of valor, who had once hidden in the cave of Adullam, was now renowned throughout Israel for their deeds of valor. And I want you to know that in this time in your life, courage, honor, God's bringing us to a place of honor. I have an area code 205. Let me go to it now. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, I just want to tell you that. I know it seems like I call you a lot, but
It's just, I love listening to you because you always have something to say that is words of wisdom. And I really love to hear you.
You know what? You don't call me enough. What do you mean you call me a lot? I love you. you are covenant, and covenant is a powerful word to me, and my queen. And you are a blessing. You must know this to me. How have you been doing?
I've been good. You?
I've been doing good. We had a time in Chicago. We were there 3 days, and we saw the altars full of men. And God did a lot of miracles there. We were there for 3 days, and we're in preparation for this ministry here in Kokomo, Indiana. And every time you call, you're such a blessing to me and my queen in this ministry, and we constantly pray for you. Did you send me an email? Did you hear me announce about sending an email? A mail? I have many letters from around the world. I don't know if you sent me one. If not, sit down and write a letter to our ministry, just so we can, you know, be in constant prayer for you, because you were one of the great ones that God has sent us, and we can feel your prayers and your love. But I just want to say thank you for, you've been with us for some time, haven't you?
Yeah, I just started this year.
This year. Praise God. How is the young man?
He's good. He's over here.
He's always in the background. Tell him I can see him. I told him I could see him. Young prophet.
Thank you. I told her to tell you, I said, hey.
Yeah, she can feel me. Y'all act just like my children. I honor you all. I honor you all. You know, my niece is getting married January the 4th, and we are excited. Her name is Tamika. Kind of puts me in mind of you and your lady. They're getting married, and they've been together for some time, and we are excited about their wedding. Yeah. And y'all make me smile. You might try to hide in the background, but I can see you. You know I'm a seer now. So how's your mother? How's everyone?
Oh, she's doing good.
Good.
She's doing good.
You make sure you tell them hi. And I can't wait. I'm supposed to be coming down to you all soon. Tell the leaders they don't have to be scared of me, and I'll be glad to come down. I don't look at invitations, but you tell them what I said.
Okay.
Let us know where you're going to be.
You know I have to. I'm looking at a letter now on my desk here of a woman of God. Here it is. Going to be, one second, I'm looking here. Here it is. Going to be coming soon. There it is. I know it may be in Jacksonville, but I'll let you all know. I'm glad I thought about this because I got to give someone a call. But I love you too.
Okay. Love you too.
Love you too.
Y'all have a good one. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
They are so
special. Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy alive.
Everybody
just clap your hands if you agree that he's worthy of the year.
Well, I have a 571 area code. I'm going to go to you now. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, man, God bless you. I am calling for prayer because sort of like the the woman of God that asked for prayer earlier about the weakness in spirit. I'm the same way right now. I feel like I'm at a breaking point.
Okay.
And I have been praying and asking God for answers. And I tend to try to be strong for many people. Right now, I don't have anything to work with. I feel like I just need a fresh anointing.
Always coming.
To
listen
keep
to
moving.
Me. I listen to keep me. Moving. I feel you. I got you right here. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Now, what I need you to do now, I need you to take the deepest breath you can and let it out. And when you let it out, say, thank you, Jesus. One, two, three,
okay.
Go. Inhale. Let it out slowly. Say, thank you, Jesus. Huh? Oh, glory.
Thank
you.
You
let
Jesus.
It out. Say, thank you, Jesus. You got to do
you,
like
Jesus.
The prophet. That's
thank
it.
You,
take
Jesus.
A deep breath again.
Thank
inhale.
You, thank you, Jesus.
Do it again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I see you high by a river. And there's mountains around the river. And for some reason, I see a deer. Just one deer. And this deer was thirsty. There was no danger of those who seek it as prey. And the deer just takes its head and drinks. Ah! Jesus, give her drink now. Usher in your glory on it. And turn the bad news into good news. All things work together, daughter.
Amen.
To them that love the Lord. And things that you think you've lost, you've actually gained. Family and supposedly friends. In the fall, the leaves fall, and you've had much falling away. And I hear you, God. I know my God. And God is saying, I've called the doors to close.
I know he did.
He said, I closed the door, daughter. Don't be upset with me. I'm your God, and I love you. And I closed that door because I had to. And now, because you obeyed me and called, I'm opening three doors. Three doors. One door of wisdom. Another door of knowledge. And another door of understanding. I'm doing you like Solomon. Because you've asked me for wisdom.
Yes, I have.
I know you have. And God said this day, because you asked me for wisdom, I'm going to give you wisdom for my people. And then I'm going to give you riches. Ha. To go with your wisdom.
My God, Jesus.
Do you hear me? You cried and you asked God, why... Why others? God said, I've had an appointed time for you, and now is that appointed time. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about her. Don't worry about ministry. Don't worry about nothing. God says, I forbid you to worry. I forbid you to worry.
Thank you, God.
Now remember, three doors.
Thank you, Lord.
and wealth and riches and honor I bestow upon you this day. Only seek my faith and trust me. For the good news that's coming not many days hence shall be such an astonishment to you. But keep me first and don't forget me. For I am, have spoken this day through my servant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remember the poor.
Always.
Remember the widows.
Always. Thank you, Lord.
God
Thank
said, if you
Lord.
Continually seek me,
Thank
I
you,
will
Lord.
Always be with you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
There's an overturning in a court for you. There are some laws that are being changed for you. You get ready. He's making your feet like hind feet. You're mounting up time. It's mounting up time. So get
Hallelujah.
Ready. You're coming out of your cave of a doula.
Ah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going
Thank
to Judah.
God. Hallelujah.
You're to pray.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Ah.
Glory to God. I bless you, man of God, for the word tonight. It was awesome. And I just thank God for you and your ministry and your wife. I just bless God for both of you.
I thank God for your... Ooh, that's a new feeling here. Thank you.
Amen.
It's
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You be encouraged, mm-hmm. and we will hear from you again. Go in peace. And remember the word of the Lord tonight. He has done great things for you.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Every time I fall, He answers my call. Picks me up, dusts me off, and tells me to start over. When I'm weak, He's my strength. I really don't deserve it, but again and again and again and again. Oh, I'm grateful, truly grateful for your continuous grace. Oh, every time I call, tells me I'm His and lets me know He's mine. When I'm weak, He's my strength. I really don't deserve it, but again and again and again and again. Oh, I'm grateful, truly grateful for your continuous so grateful to you, Jesus. for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season
to do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is for grace, for...
I'm going to the phones right after this. Praise God.
Love Talk Radio.
God bless you.
Hello, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
I wanted to say 2 weeks to the day I underwent surgery, and I was in faith. I knew God had told me to go to the physician. I had been ill in my body for 2 years, but I kept confessing, by stripes I'm healed, by stripes I'm healed. And I was praying and interceding, and the Holy Spirit said, go see a physician, a specialist. Putting on weight, 40 pounds, and I had been having pains and heavy hemorrhaging, and they found 6 tumors. They scheduled an emergency surgery. They were able to remove the tumors and keep my body intact, where I can still have children. Nothing was removed, no organs, no nothing, and I'm fully walking and back to work in less than 2 weeks. And I know it was nothing but God. It's only God. We prayed over the physician before I went into surgery.
Right.
And all is well. It was well before the surgery. I just had to obey the instructions the Holy Spirit had given me. But I was already well before I went to surgery.
Woman of God, what's your first name?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea. Listen, people, do you hear this? How many tumors did you have?
I had 6, size of grapefruit.
People, miracles are taking place. She heard a word from the Lord. Have the surgery. Now, what I like about you, Andrea, is that y'all had prayer for the doctor. Tell me how that went when you all prayed for the doctor.
I just started praying in my heavenly language, and then I heard speaking in English. And I confessed, angels encamped around him. I said, Holy Spirit, be your God over his hands. The healing is from you, not from man. I thank you that whether he be a believer or not, you quench his spirit, you touch his heart, you give him supernatural intellect and wisdom, cover my body. I confessed. And he received. I went and saw him yesterday, and he was in awe of God, that I'm fully walking, I can bend, I have no pain from the surgery. Most people take 2 months to recover. I had surgery on November 6th.
November 6th. You had surgery.
November 6th.
Wednesday, November 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the work of God. Now, this is a testimony. If you are facing surgery, if it is God's will, sometimes God heals divinely, supernaturally. This is also a supernatural healing. Why? Because God used the prayer of faith for the doctor, and the surgery was successful. It was not the hand of the doctor. It was the Holy Spirit. 6 tumors the size of a grapefruit. And now, Andrea, you can have children.
I can. They kept all of my womanly organs. And I went to 2 specialists before I would even allow surgery to take place. And this had been going on in my body for 3 years before I even went to see a physician regarding it. I didn't go until I heard the Lord say to go.
You were led of the Holy Spirit. So how has this changed your witness or strengthened your witness of the Lord and people you know?
What's changed is thankfulness, very thankful, and not for the surgery or for me experience the full manifestation of the healing, but because he's good. And being thankful and letting people know that wherever you're going through, what we see in the natural is not real. The super is more real than the natural. Trust the spirit. It'll never lead you wrong. And full of thankfulness. I'm so thankful because during these 2 weeks, it's been a short time, but I went through a time I couldn't walk. I couldn't put my own undergarments on. I couldn't even wipe myself. And
wow.
So I have a whole new look at God because some things I took for granted. I can walk. I can put my own clothes on. You know, I can dress myself. That's a blessing. Even in tough times, sometimes people see the times of not having the money or these things. Tangible is temporal, but you can still speak. You can still get up and clothe yourself. You can bathe yourself. There's a lot to be thankful for.
I praise God for your testimony. Here's what I want you to do, because there's an anointing on you, Andrea. There's an anointing of healing that is on your life, and I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to tell you that God has loosed you. He has given you a witness of Christ and what he could do. Say a word of prayer of healing. Go ahead, my sister.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you for you touching every organ, every vessel, every tendon, every limb, every vein, every artery right now. I thank you for every mind. I thank you for the Holy Spirit going and touching someone's mind and someone's heart right now. I thank you that they're already healed. I thank you that you'll compel them to give you genuine thanks, a thanks from their belly. I thank you, Lord God, that they know you as Elohim. I thank you, Lord God, that they know you like none before, that they suffer after you, Father, because you're God, not for what you do, but for who you are. Father God, I thank you right now that your spirit is bubbling up on the inside of everyone under my voice, Father. I thank you that they not know that they're healed. They know they're healed. I think that they know they're already healed. I think that any concern that they're having, they've left it right there at your feet right now, Father. And I thank you that your spirit is guiding them in the direction you have them to go. And I thank you that a boldness rises up in each and every one of them right now, a boldness in you. Not in man, but in you, Father, that they may carry out your will. In Jesus' matchless name, I thank you, and I pray. Amen.
Do pray for Prophecy Alive, me and my Queen Katrina. And I thank you for your testimony. You have enriched this broadcast. To God be the glory.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy alive.
Everybody just clap your hands if you agree that he's worthy of the year.
You were born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven
sent. Don't you doubt.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good. Yeah. And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
I am so happy that you tuned in tonight to Prophecy Alive. My time is up. Unfortunately, I love the people of God, and for me and my wife, Katrina, thank you for your support. If any of you would like to send an email to me of your prayer request or just a letter, just writing what you would like for us to pray for, you can do so. My email is ronetwork@live.com. ronetwork@live.com. You can send me that email, and we will print it up, and we will pray for you. There is so much power in the prayer of agreement. God bless you. I love you. From my Queen Katrina and I, stay prayed up. Don't fear. The best is here. May the force of God's power be with you in Jesus' name. And I decree life, health, strength, and that your soul would prosper. And I decree that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Thank God for you. Continue to pray for us. To God be the glory.
Somebody say, operate in your grace. If you operate in your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has graced
you to be you. Honor it. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good.